ABC Listen.
Yama, Rudy Ngaya, and this is Little Yarns. Each week, we listen to the sounds of country and share some words in language. Today, we're heading back to the desert, to Arunda country, to visit our Malia Joel. Joel's invited us round to his place for a cuppa and a little yarn. His home is really important to him, and that's the word he's going to share with us today. The Arunda word for house.
Wada, Ambari.
Hi, Joel.
Hi, Joel.
Hey, wada, Joel.
Wada, Rudy. A butjay. Come in. Come through here and take a seat. Make yourself at home.
Thanks for having us.
This house looks so beautiful.
Wow.
Thank you. In my language, we call a house ilta. Can you say ilta?
Ilta.
Ilta?
Ilta.
Yeah, that's it. Ilta is a house in Arunda. There's lots of things about the home that I love. Like this outdoor couch I made. This is where I sit outside and read. And I have a big yard, so I can hear all the birds and I can look out to the bushland out the back.
My favourite thing in my house is my bed and my mum's paintings.
Mora, that's nice.
My favourite thing is my game.
My favourite thing is a PlayStation 6.
I like the sound of your ilta. You know, I think some of the best things about home, they're not actually the things in it at all. They're the memories that you make in your ilta and your family.
Definitely. When I think about home, I think about making up dances to my favourite songs. Or sitting at the kitchen bench, watching my ngamba, my mum, cook. They're such powerful memories of being in my ilta.
I remember me and my niece running around the lounge and then her falling over and then she started crying and laughing.
Do you know what my ilta, my house, reminds me of?
What's that, Joel?
Ngunja chen. Ngunj is the word for language and a chen is mine. Ngunja chen, my language, Arunda.
Really? Why?
Because our Ngunj, our language, is like a home. For me, my ilta is a place that I feel strong and safe with my family. And when I'm speaking my language or learning more of my language or other desert languages, I feel the same way. Like I'm building a place for myself to feel strong.
My language is Kamilroy and I don't know how to speak Gadigal and I don't know any.
My family is from Bar Country, Nyampa. And toilet in Nyampa Bar Country is Chilala and Yama Hello.
Oh, that's so deadly. I love learning my language, Gamilare, and having little yarns with Malia, like you, Joel.
Oh, thanks, Rudy. Ngunja is really important, just like your ilta. But an empty house is no good, right?
No.
Ngunja, your language, is like the structure of your ilta. Language is the house that you can then fill up with cultural knowledges. You might have one room for all the names of the foods, another for the seeds and the fruits.
I would have a room full of spaghetti bolognese, damper, cheesy garlic bread, basically everything that I love.
I'll have a whole room of animals.
Blue tongue lizard.
I think there would be a iguana. I think there would be an eagle in that room.
Yeah, that's it. All our beautiful mammals and birds, our traditions and customs, songs and dances too, they become the lovely things that fill up your house. But you've got to have your ilta. You've got to learn your language.
Oh, that's beautiful. And it's such a great way of thinking about the way our languages help us learn and keep us connected.
Yeah, that's it. When you learn to speak your language, it builds a house around you. And I also like to imagine it fills up your cup, like this cup of tea. Anyone want irara or rin? That's a cup of tea.
Yes, please. With a little bit of honey too.
Honey? We say Ngwala for honey.
Ngwala.
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 Yeah, that's it.
I actually make tea sometimes.
Here you go.
Thanks, Joel.
I drink my tea like this.
When you learn to speak your language, it fills up your cup, like this cup of tea.
Hey, watch out, Joel. Your cup's getting pretty full.
Yeah, that's true.
Quickly drink it.
Got.
Learning language changes your brain. It changes how you see things. We're so used to seeing things in English, but that means that we really only see the world the way that English speakers see it. Learning an Aboriginal language means that you see the world the way that we see it.
Yeah, that's why I love learning my language, even though sometimes it can be a little tricky.
Like, it's hard to learn it.
I would like to learn my own language so I can pass it down to family, like friends and siblings.
I know it's not easy for everyone to learn their language. Sadly, many Indigenous people in Australia had their language taken from them. But you can still fill up your cup of tea by taking it back. I found my family from bush when I started learning. And over the years, they have taught me so much.
I learnt from my mum, my nan, sometimes my dad, and makes me like feel proud of my culture.
See, that's really good. Every little thing you learn, it makes you stronger. It helps to build your ilta.
It's like that saying, home is where the heart is. But maybe more like, language is where the heart is.
Exactly. Keep learning and sharing your language. No matter how small you think it is, it all counts.
Thanks so much, Joel. It's been really nice to have a cuppa and a yarn with you.
No worries. I'll catch you next week, eh?
For sure. Yalu.
Bye, Joel.
Oragre Janango. See ya.
There's nothing like having a little yarn and a hot brew with your Malia. I feel so good about visiting Joel at his...
Ilta. His house.
That's right. Ilta is house in Aranda language. And for Joel, language is like a house. If you have a strong Ilta, you can fill it up with all your beautiful culture and knowledge. Let's head back next week and have another little yarn with Joel. Until then, Yalu. This little yarn was recorded on Gadigal and Aranda Nations, featuring the real sounds of Aranda country. Thanks to our guest Joel Little and all the Deadly Kids on today's episode. And to the Central Land Council for their help recording Sounds of Country. For more awesome yarns, go to the Kids tab free on ABC Listen.